the landmark report released by U.S. Senate, in which it criticized the CIA for torturing terror suspects, has turned many heads here in Pakistan. Their keen interest in the controversy is attributed to the fact that many Pakistani nationals had long been in the CIA custody. After 9/11 attacks, then-Pakistan military ruler General Musharraf handed over hundreds of people to the U.S. spying service. And now this revelation that those detainees were subjected to inhuman treatment in the hands of the CIA has drawn strong condemnation from Pakistani people.
Both Afghanistan and Pakistan should raise this issue with the United States of America, which is the champion of democracy and human rights, that they must desist from using these methods to get information about terrorists or extremists or militants.
The CIA controversy has also provoked the bitter memories of Dr. Afia Siddiqui, a Pakistani neuroscientist who is currently serving life sentence in U.S. jail over alleged Al-Qaeda links. Many of her supporters believe that Afia was also a victim of CIA's torture when she was held in Afghanistan.
We have seen some excerpts of the report. It's a very lengthy report. We have also seen the reaction. We deplore the systematic torture of the detainees at various locations by CIA.
Washington has put its embassy in Pakistan on high alert as the country braces for angry protests at the CIA's human rights violations against Pakistani nationals.
Anti-American sentiments are already running high in Pakistan, and the latest CIA controversy will put further pressure on the government here to distance itself from the so-called US-led war on terror. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.